Those are the headlines at 5:09. And for an immediate reaction to today's event, I think we can speak to Tom Hilton. Hello, Tom.
Hello.
Chris Powell here from Radio 4. Thanks for speaking to us. Can I ask what your response is to today's announcement that Rail North East will not be funding the laser-assisted train early warning system?
I personally think it's a shame.
So it's shame on the management, shame on the government.
Well, I suppose, but look, can I just say I'm really not the best person to talk to about this. I mean, it's weird you even happened to call me. You see, by a spooky coincidence, I actually lost my wife in a train crash.
Yes, we know.
One that exactly this kind of system could have prevented.
That's why we were in touch with you, Tom.
Oh, right. Blimey. That does seem a bit almost ghoulish.
Well, no, it's because you've got personal experience of a rail tragedy that your views are so important.
Really? I would have thought that it was because I've got personal experience of a rail tragedy that my views should be dismissed out of hand.
No, look, would you say that, to you, safety is by far the most important issue facing the rail network?
Well, of course I would. My wife just died in a train crash.
Thank you.
But you really should talk to someone else. It's impossible for me to have any objectivity at all.
Right, but if spending the $3 billion on the system could bring back your wife, that would be worth it?
Well, obviously, although I must stress I lack any objectivity.
Nevertheless, what would you say to the minister? What would your message be to him?
My message would be, Minister, good luck in judging how to allocate your finite resources given the many competing demands you face.